This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Some of you are probably upset right now. You're probably concerned about things. I completely get that. Don't worry. Do not be put off by something you're hearing right now about Trump and the Democrats. If Trump has proven nothing, it is that he is a master of misdirection. We're going to get a wall. We're going to get border security. I do think it's interesting that Schumer came out, but Schumer's just trying. I mean, it worked, too. Ann Coulter has put out something saying, well, if we don't get a wall, I'm afraid I'm going to have to desert Trump. Big deal. And we, you were a non-issue in the last go-around because nobody was listening to the pundits. That's what the pundits don't get. Oh, well. Oh, well. The pundits don't get it. Nobody saw the rise of Donald Trump in 2016. And nobody is acknowledging another movement that is going on right now. This is the number of leftists or liberals taking the red pill. There's people of all ages and ethnicities posting YouTube videos describing red pill moments, personal awakenings that cause them now to reject the leftist narrative that they've imbibed on since childhood from friends and teachers in the news and entertainment media. They've been triggered. And instead of seeking out a safe space, now, well, they're throwing off the shackles of the PC culture. Their videos can feature the kind of subversiveness that was once a hallmark of the left before the movement lost its sense of humor. Like Candace Owens, she's a very charismatic young black American. She posts commentaries on her YouTube channel, whose titles seem expressly designed to make PC heads explode. A sample, I don't care about Charlottesville, the KKK, or white supremacy. Her commentary calls out leftist fear-mongering over white supremacists. I mean, there are what, 6,000 Klansmen left in our nation? You want me to actually process that as a legitimate fear every day when I wake up? Not insignificantly, her video got a 500,000 views and overwhelming enthusiastic comments like, you rock girl and you are awesome. A later episode about Black Lives Matter got nearly 700,000 views and had the distinction of being briefly taken down by YouTube. Young Miss Owens, unapologetic altogether, came out with a follow-up commentary, what YouTube and Facebook really think of black people. She declared there's only one version of a black person that these platforms are willing to help propel towards fame and notoriety, and that is an angry black victim. She calls her channel the Red Pill Black, and she invites viewers to that are sick of the alt-left, welcome, I prescribe red pills. That term, taking the red pill, comes from the movie The Matrix. There, Morpheus, the resistance leader, offers Neo, the chosen one, a choice. He can take the blue pill and remain in the repressive, artificial world known as the Matrix, where you wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe, or he can take the red pill and tumble down the rabbit hole, where he will come to realize that everything about his life was a lie. The left's intensifying war on free speech is producing a surge of red pill videos. Some take young Miss Owens' in-your-face approach. Others are meandering hipster confessionals delivered with the earnestness of character in a, you know, a dupless brothers movie. Like the YouTube channel of Dissent Report, a young, one-time Bernie Sanders supporting progressive Democrat who admitted, let me get this doing right here. Boom, there we go. I'm doing that. Why isn't it doing it? Okay, there you go. All right. He took the red pill after seeing friends moving towards an authoritarian sort of progressivism. They were just standing up for a divisive brand of politics that would tolerate no dissent whatsoever. Now, surprisingly, the fake stream media dismisses the red pill movement. Coverages mainly stress the connection of men's rights activists, the Red Pill Forum on Reddit, and the documentary The Red Pill are both about men's rights. But this misses the larger story. Those who have been red-pilled may start out questioning feminism, but that's just the beginning most of the time. And a red pill blogger who calls himself Patriarchy recalls that his journey down the rabbit hole began when a Facebook friend derisively called him a cis male. He came to recognize that it's been one narrative pretty much. I have my own objective view. I don't want a bigger government. I realize I don't like the universal health care plan. I realize I don't really have an issue with guns. Several books and discussions later, he emerges as a libertarian. The red pill bloggers are increasingly characterizing PC culture as a first step on a slippery slope towards authoritarian socialism. One who articulates this best is Dave Rubin, a married, and there it went. A married gay man and former leftist liberal whose show The Rubin Report has explored the red pill phenomenon. In his commentary, The Left is No Longer Liberal, he explains his own disillusionment with the regressive left, whose backward ideology, and I'm using purely his word now. I'm not making it up as I go. His backward ideology of identity politics puts the collective ahead of the individual, and it loves all of its minority groups to behave as a monolith. So if you are an individual, you have a problem nowadays. Don't you? If you're on the left, you have a big problem on the left nowadays. So if you don't subscribe to the ideas that the groupthink has attributed to you based on these immutable characteristics, you must be cast out, so says Rubin. And he calls this mindset the biggest threat to freedom and Western civilization that exists today. Then there's Cassie J., producer of the Red Pill documentary, which chronicled her personal journey away from feminism. She had intended to make a feminist film about the men's rights movement, but her perspective began to change upon interviewing activists who were anything but the angry women bashers so often portrayed by the fake stream. Instead, they were men, and also women concerned about issues such as unfair child custody laws, pregnancy fraud, and even domestic violence. And it turns out that men are also victims of domestic abuse, perpetrated by women with surprising frequency. That film met with a lot of resistance from the radical feminists. They trolled her online while she was fundraising for the film. And it's been largely ignored, but it has had widespread impact on the internet. Lacey Green, one of YouTube's best-known personalities, has posted taking the red pill question mark. She was then doxxed. They published her personal information on the internet. So, you will do what we want you to do. Don't you understand, peoples? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go! Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is Lock and Load. A while ago, and for anybody who's been listening to me for a while, especially right now in the chat room, Raven, who goes with, takes me, accommodates me by taking me to the range so I can shoot video there, I put out a request amongst you, and I was aided and abetted under this. by Gat Marketing, who had a very large chunk of this. So they deserve a whole lot of the credit. But some of you guys went out there and actually subscribed to my video channel. Now, had to sneeze. Sorry for the sneeze button. On August the 4th, I had 3,400 subscribers on August the 4th, and today is September the 14th, and we just rolled 10,000. So, thank you, Raven, for helping me make good video. Thank you, Ninjas, for subscribing to the video. Thank you, Gat Marketing, for helping me with the YouTube channel. We keep getting fake news. And every now and again, you want to debunk some of it. And here's an article that has been published by CBS in 2014. The implication of the story is that it tells something about how many firearms are in each state. Now, as with much fake news, the most important part is the headline. In this case, it is a question. How heavily armed is your state? They give their methodology, which is laughable to the point of being bizarre. To the ignorant, though, the methodology may seem plausible. To anybody that has any knowledge of the subject, it's insane. From CBSNews.com, how heavily armed is your state? Here's a look at per capita weapons data based on ATF's National Firearms Registration and Transfer Record and 2013 data from the U.S. Census. While the ATF's National Firearms Registration and Transfer Record is the only accessible list of its kind, it's not all-inclusive. NFA firearms only include the categories regulated by the National Firearms Act of 1934. Machine guns, short-barreled rifles, short-barreled shotguns, suppressors, destructive devices like bombs and grenades, concealable devices with the ability to discharge a shot through the energy of an explosive, and any firearm with a bore over half an inch that has not been determined to have a legitimate sporting use. Now, depending on who you listen to, in the United States, there's between 400 and 660 million guns in the United States today. The records on the National Firearms Registration and Transfer Record from 2013, as used in the article, show a total of 3,510,980 firearms, of which some of those are suppressors. That's less than 1% of the total firearms in the nation if you're going by 400 million. Of those listed as firearms in the NFA, the vast majority are destructive devices and suppressors, which makes up 2.7 million out of the 3.5 million. This leaves machine guns or fully automatic weapons, short-barreled shotguns, and short-barreled rifles at about 811,000 actual firearms, or less than 0.25% of the firearms in the United States, if you believe the 400 million figure. A large number of those are owned by police departments and government agencies. consider the District of Columbia. In the CBS article, it is listed as number 2 in the nation for per capita registered firearms. But the guns on the registry are not legal for private people to own in D.C. or anywhere else. Because from the Washington, well, not anywhere else. That was a misstatement. Forgive me for that one. But it is illegal to possess the following in D.C. Sawed-off shotguns, machine guns, short-barreled rifles, and assault weapon, a 50 BMG rifle. I know the Barrett gang, they keep running around, those little skinny guys carrying those 40-pound rifles. The guns on the NFA registry in D.C. are owned by government agencies, which are exempt from the D.C. gun bans. So, to sum this up, that headline that they've got is so misleading, it is bizarre. The database used is for exotic, highly regulated items that make up less than 1% of the guns in the United States. Most of the items are only, quote, firearms, end quote, in the convoluted legalese of the National Firearms Act. These are destructive devices and suppressors, not firearms. It's hard to imagine using a set of data more likely to mislead about the relative number of firearms in a state than the NFA data set. If they simply used the census data, that would have been closer to reality than what they came out with. Now, the SHARE Act has passed out of committee. SHARE Act, by the way, stands for the Sportsman's Heritage and Recreational Enhancement. It includes securing the future of hunting, fishing, and recreational shooting by increasing access to federal public land, reforming the Firearms Owners Protection Act, which protects lawful legal transport of unloaded firearms, strengthening protections for carrying guns on land managed by the Army Corps of Engineers, removing the undefined and very much an antique sporting purposes test, which opens the door to arbitrary ammunition bans, returning wildlife management of the gray wolf back to the states adversely affected by rising populations, and taking suppressors off of the NFA control list. Enter salon writer Amanda Marcotte. She achieved infamy by labeling people defending the falsely accused players of the Duke lacrosse case a rape-loving scum set. She recently said, NRA leaders have argued that the name silencer is a misnomer because the device is muffled but do not eliminate the sound of gunfire. In May, gun lobbyists invited reporters to a demonstration of guns fired with silencers to show that one can still hear a firearms report. Chris Cox, the executive director of the NRA's lobbying effort, argued that the movies distort people's views of silencers, adding they're not silent. It's true that silencers don't completely silence the sound of a gunshot, but the correct perception that the muffle or distortion of the sound can be used by kidnappers, robbers, or domestic abusers who use guns to control or intimidate their victims. Seeing a silencer on a gun would go a long way towards convincing a victim that the assailant could shoot them without being detected. Miss Marcotte, you're just crazy. That's your problem, isn't it? I mean, you've never seen a gun, you've never seen a suppressor, and yet you write about them. You write about them as if you know what you're talking about. Soon you'll be able to write about the fact that we can buy them at the Ace Hardware Store. I hope you get ready for that one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Live tonight. I wish you would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care to make my this is Lock and Load. One of the reasons I pay as close attention as I do to New York City is currently because of their mayor. Their mayor is a guy named Bill de Blasio. And Bill de Blasio was a socialist, and he'll tell you, hey, I am a socialist. He's also a billionaire. But I digress. On the Democratic side, you've got people like Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. But you cannot ignore somebody like Bill de Blasio, who is running for a second term this year. He's been at the center of controversy when it comes to the city's law enforcement community. Over the summer, NYPD officer Mia Soto's familia was shot and killed while sitting in her RV-style command post during the 4th of July weekend by Alexander Bonds, who was later shot and killed by the police. As the city mourned one of their finest being shot down, de Blasio went to Germany to address an anti-Trump protest at the G20 summit. De Blasio said that the Germans had paid for the trip and that it was planned weeks in advance, but he only told the press pretty much around the time that he was getting on the plane. His absence also led to him skipping the swearing-in of 524 new police officers in the NYPD. That was something unseemly. When you are the leader, you don't leave your people in those moments when they need you the most. Fox News called him a horrible little man-child. In July, a local woman, Vicky Palladino, ran up to the mayor to scream at him, asking him why he was letting the NYPD down while de Blasio was attending an infrastructure unveiling ceremony. De Blasio ran away from this citizen of New York City. While Sanders and Warren are pretty far left, though, de Blasio stands out for his apparent opposition to people owning property. And he made those opinions known in an interview with New York Magazine. And also, he currently has some sort of a beef with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who, that's a little bit interesting as well. Neither man will endorse each other, especially when it comes to future office. So, the interview. First question will be from the magazine. Second, the answer will be from de Blasio. Are you open to supporting a progressive challenge to the governor next year? I'm talking about this year. Are you open to it? I'm talking about this year. I'm in a mayoral election this year. That's what we're talking about. So I'll take that as a yes. No, you shouldn't take an answer like that as anything. I'm not talking about 2018 right now. You're unwilling to commit to endorsing him. No, I'm literally not willing to talk about 2018 right now, period. So if you interpret it, that's not fair to your readers, with all due respect. What if would you vote for him in a presidential primary? It's not 2020. Ask me in 2020. And it went back and forth, back and forth. Then we get this. In 2013, you ran on reducing income inequality. Where has it been hardest to make progress? Wages, housing, schools? What's been hardest is the way our legal system is structured to favor private property. I think people all over the city of every background would like to have the city government be able to determine which building goes where, how high it will be, who gets to live in it, and what the rent will be. I think there's a socialistic impulse, which I hear every day, in every kind of community, that they would like things to be planned in accordance to their needs. And I would too. Unfortunately, what stands in the way of that is hundreds of years of history that have elevated property rights and wealth to the point that that's the reality that calls the tune on a lot of development. I'll give you an example. I was down one day on Varick Street, somewhere close to Canal, and there was a big sign out front of a new condo saying units start at $2 million. And that just drives people stark raving mad in this city, because that kind of development is clearly not for everyday people. It's almost like it's being flaunted. Look, if I had my druthers, the city government would determine every single plot of land, how development would proceed, and there would be very stringent requirements around income levels and rents. And that's a world I'd love to see. And I think what we have in this city, at least, are people who would love to have the New Deal back on one level. They'd love to have a very, very powerful government, including a federal government, involved in directly addressing their day-to-day reality. Now, that question about income was prompted by a December report from the Manhattan Institute, which indicated that the income disparity had increased under de Blasio. And just as de Blasio won't commit to endorsing Cuomo for president or another term as governor, New York has no terms for the latter. Cuomo won't endorse de Blasio for mayor because he doesn't really live in New York City proper. From the New York Post, I don't vote in the primary election. I'm a Westchester resident. His home is in Newcastle. He told reporters at the West Indian American Day Parade, I'm not voting in this election, so I don't have any primary endorsements at this time. But that's not always the way it is. He has endorsed several city council candidates in the primary, including Francisco Moya against ex-con Hiram Monserrat in Queens. The Democratic primary has already been held, and de Blasio is heavily favored to defeat his challengers, including ex-councilman Sal Albanese. Asked about Cuomo's comments, Monica Klein, a spokesperson for the mayor, simply said, we didn't ask for his support. So now de Blasio would be term limited should he successfully earn another term as mayor in the fall, but he could be eyeing the White House. Wouldn't that be fun? To have President Bill de Blasio. So he doesn't, what his honor the mayor wants is essentially what single payer would be as well, where government would decide what you can and can't have in the way of medical care. They would decide at what point you just need to be made comfortable. Die quietly. Please don't make too much of a fuss. How much money have you got left? Because we want that. We cease being individuals in that hive mind idea. We become more like the individuals in Soylent Green, Charlton Heston movie. We just become commodities. Getting out there and wishing for a world where, and I've lived in that world. When there was a West Germany in 1980, German citizens did own land, but in order to do anything with that land, they had to seek the approval of their local authority. If they did not get their approval for the local authority, or from the local authority, then they couldn't do anything with their property. That's a little bit like an HOA on steroids, for those of you that live in a homeowners association regime. Some of them are not bad, those homeowners associations. Some of them are, you know, you got a pool, you got tennis courts, not bad. Some of them are tyrants. You can't have your garage this color. You can't have your door this color. So some of us already live like that, the way His Honor wants it to be. But His Honor doesn't look at things like doors and garage doors and mailbox types and that kind of stuff. He wants to control property. And then He wants to control what you do with the property. Then He wants to control what you charge for what you've done to the property. That's what His Honor wants. So, if he ever runs for president, we got to stop him. We got to stop him like we stopped Hillary. Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free? That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews. Here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Tonight. This is Lock and Load. I'm going to take you back to a time, July the 9th, 1962. On that evening, there was a detonation of something called the Starfish Prime Nuclear Test. The explosion occurred near Johnson Island in the Pacific Ocean and was not designed to be an EMP blast, but it blew out street lamps, television sets, and telephone communications in Hawaii, nearly 1,000 miles away. A single nuclear bomb detonated over the Midwest would generate an EMP pulse that would destroy the chips that are the heart of every electronic device. Our military and our intelligence networks would be shielded, but the rest of the technological infrastructure is not. It's not just EMP. A geomagnetic storm from the sun could cause a very similar catastrophe. One of those occurred in 1859, but because a system for distributing electric power had not yet been invented, nobody noticed it. On March 13th, 1989, a minor geomagnetic storm left 6 million people without power in eastern Canada and the U.S. for 12 hours. Then we get this from, who is this person? Gail Nordling. She is the president and CEO of Minneapolis-based M-Primus. If a nuclear device designed to emit EMP were detonated 250 to 300 miles up over the middle of the country, it would disable the electronics in the entire U.S. It would disable the entire electric grid. It would disable communications. It would disable fuel manufacturing production. It would disable hospitals and medicines. It would disable 9/11 call centers. Everything else would be shut down. Water treatment facilities, food storage facilities, everything would be gone. Financial records would be wiped out. Your investments would be gone. Your medical records and prescriptions would be zapped. Forget about your computer and the internet, heating and air conditioning, supermarkets, telephones, radio, and television. Banks and ATMs would shut down, credit cards would become useless, hospital operating rooms would be dark and closed. Vehicles made before 1970 might still work, but they would be useless. That's because gasoline could not be obtained. Newer cars and trucks disabled by the pulse would block the roads and highways, and in most cases the damage to chips would be permanent. Because tow trucks would not operate, cars would never be cleared from roads. The vast majority of Americans would die from starvation or disease or would freeze to death, according to William Graham, who was the chairman of the Bipartisan Congressional Commission to assess the threat to the United States from electromagnetic pulse attack. There's a lot of reasons for that, too. Not many people hunt nowadays. Hunters are still big, but comparatively speaking, they're not that prevalent anymore in most areas. A lot of people take a lot of medication. Without that medication, well, that would become a problem. And then there's weather. And I'm just barely touching the tip of the iceberg here. Then there's weather. The elements would be quite bad. Staying outside or staying inside without some way to stay warm would be very, very difficult. And that would be fairly regional. Everybody in big cities, I feel for you. If that happens, if that ever happens, I feel for you. Now, there's a lot of people that say that this would take us back to the 1800s, but it would be worse than that because in the 1800s, there was a larger sector of us that were farmers and produced food. And there weren't so many people living in the inner core cities, and all of that has changed. Norling cites prediction by William R. Forshin, author of One Second After, that an EMP strike would take the U.S. back to the 14th century. That's because when Edison invented the light bulb in 1879, the country had established police and fire departments, hospitals and food and water distribution systems. Since an EMP strike would take those entities and make them inoperative, the country would be in chaos and disease and starvation and lawlessness would prevail. The social order would break down. You're still going to have your family, you know, initially. And you're going to want to feed them and protect them and everything else. Are you going to turn to violence? Now, a lot of people prep. And I've started looking at that. A lot of people prep. And to be sure, in time, things would be restored by the military. The military is very, very much hardened. There's a lot of things you can do, except you would need to know when to do it. And saving your devices, what does that do for you if you save your mobile phones and yet there's no mobile phone service? You save your laptop and there's no internet or no power. What does that do for you? So I'm not too much worried about Faraday cages and such. We have faced these threats before. Now, and Primus does test and design things to shield against EMP for the private sector, and that includes protection against devices that use high-power microwaves to target particular facilities. And Primus has been asked to shield data centers. But companies don't want to invest extra sums in EMP protection and maybe never realize that. Protection against EMP is relatively simple and reasonable in cost. If you had something basically like a gigantic galvanized garbage can lined with cardboard, you would protect against EMP. It has to be lined with cardboard, okay? Everybody we face, Russia, China, and now North Korea, has the capability of doing EMP against us. Like for power, only a few countries build transformers, and they take a while to build those things. And I don't know if anybody's actually stockpiling these. I don't know why we're not stockpiling them somewhere. Why aren't there a bunch of transformers in a bunker somewhere just sitting around waiting? Then, if a large geomagnetic storm occurred, then you would have about 30 to 70% of those transformers that would be fried anyway. So, natural event versus nuclear EMP event, we basically dangle on the end of a precipice. But, here's the thing. Are you prepared? Now, I try to get everybody to own a gun. I try to get everybody to train with a gun. I saw with this little bit of weather we had just the other day where nothing really happened how unprepared I am. And I'm going to get more prepared. And I don't know how prepared I can get. I've got a friend, my friend JT. My friend JT is very prepared. I am impressed with how prepared he is, ready for whatever. I would probably make my way there, begging, taking everything I've got. But he is prepared. But I'm going to try to get to that level of preparedness. You need to get to that level of preparedness. It's not very expensive. You know, case of MREs, I think you can get a case of MREs for $50. You might not be able to buy a pallet to begin with. Of course, I get that. But what about just buying a case once a month? A couple of cases once a month. Putting aside water. Saving all of your milk jugs, filling them up with water. What's the problem with that? Learning how to purify water. Learning how to make a fire. Learning how to read a map. Do you know what a back azimuth is? Do you know how to shoot an azimuth? Do you know how to triangulate? Do you have a map? I mean, that's the big problem nowadays. If you go asking for a map, they're liable to look at you like you're a terrorist. So, but to that end, I'm going to collect the maps. I've got some stuff already in place. We need to be looking at that. It's not going to be convenient when it happens. It is not. If I'm lucky, I'll be at home when that happens. But I just about feel like I need to be carrying a kit. Coming up next hour, John Farnham, Defensive Training International. He'll be joining us. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on the firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.